Joining me is Steve. Steve, congratulations, opening day of the season. A good win over Gateshead.
Yes, I thought we played very, very well today. Our passing throughout the game was excellent. And the way we started the game, we were just a bit disappointed that we didn't add to the one, you know, the start that we made going in front. And then we had numerous chances to increase the lead. But all in all, it's good to get off to a win. But some of our football today, I thought, was excellent.
Yeah, I think we mentioned in commentary the opening half hour, if we were going to be treated to that for 46 games of the season, we were going to be, you know, mighty happy with everything, I think.
Yes, I think it was a bit of a shock to everybody when Gateshead scored. I think it was their first or second effort on goal. But I think we let it affect us a little bit, because for 10 minutes of the second half, Gateshead were on top, and then we scored against the run of play and then settled down again. But I think the lads couldn't believe that we were in the dressing room at half time, 1-1. But that was the way it was. And I said, you know, people are going to score goals against you. You're going to accept that. But I think with the domination that we had in the first half, and probably a lot of the second half as well, it was pleasing, obviously, to get the win that I felt we deserved today.
3-1, a fair reflection in your eyes?
Well, we missed a penalty. I mean, at 1-0, we've cleared a couple away in the first 10 minutes off the line. So, but I think all in all, I think it was a fair reflection. Yeah, I just felt, you know, obviously going to be a bit biased, the fact that we should have perhaps had more goals today.
You had an opportunity to blood a few of the players that you brought in at this level, and Dior Anglis came in, yep. You know, for a run. He looks something special, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's been brought here. He's a young lad and learning the game, and I think he showed in the pre-season. I mean, today was very difficult for us to pick the 11 and leave people off the subs bench. But, you know, we've stressed to the lads that it's not going to be about 11 or 16. It's about the squad of 21 players here that we'll achieve something with. So it's important that, you know, lads are going to be disappointed. You know, like I said, Danny Jackman didn't make the bench today. He obviously has been injured, but, you know, people like that, good class player, and one or two others who didn't make the bench today. So, but it's important that they wait for their opportunity. And I know how things can quickly change, but Dior did well again today when he come on. I thought with the game stretching out a little bit, it was ideal for him with his pace. So because we knew, obviously, at 3-1, we knew Gateshead would have to sort of throw men forward to try and get back into the game. And he was ideal today for that. But I thought there was a lot of good individual performances today. Lee Fowler, Callum Gittins, Michael Gash was terrific today for us. So, but all round, you know, the lads at the back have done well again. And that's what gets your results, for team performance.
You say that with the team performance, Steve, and you say it's very important with a squad. There must have been a concern when Josh Gowling got a knock to the face, and yeah, so there was a little bit of concern. You were looking to potentially to make a substitution then.
Yeah, I didn't realise. I mean, it was only a broken nose, so
nothing much.
But no, we don't want to lose our key players through injury, and but Josh was more than happy to carry on, and he looks a bit distorted at the minute, but I'm sure he'll get over it.
So will he be in selection for Tuesday at Alfreton?
Yeah, we hope so. I mean, obviously 24 hours we'll know a little bit better on how he is, but you never know with a broken nose. He may have to go and have it set or whatever, but you know, thankfully he carried on, and I thought he was immense today as well.
So have you still got a selection problem for Tuesday then, Steve? You know, 3-1 victory.
We'd always like to have a selection problem, and it's difficult leaving lads out of the side and out of the squad when they've done so well. They've all done well pre-season. It's been very, very difficult, but that's what, you know, that's what me and Gary are paid to do. And I said to them today, you know, if we win today at 5 o'clock, we'll have picked the right side. If we've lost the game, then it won't be the right side. That's all in hindsight, but. No, they're working very hard, and I'd love to pick them all because they're all good lads and they're all working hard to achieve something. But, you know, unfortunately we can only do the 11, and I thought the 11 did very well today, and the boys who went on today did very well.